Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's amazing. Thanksgiving is coming up, and we like to say here at Great Care that we're just grateful for our daily blessings.
Amen. I love that you started out with that, because I'm like always being thankful every day, particularly with the holiday seasons coming up. Yep. Very true. So what led you to start Great Care? Because I know, how long have you been doing that? Like, what kind of made you want to start Great Care?
Well, healthcare sucks. I'm a nurse background, and I worked in the system for quite a long time. And I just got fed up with how people kept just getting told lies. They weren't being told all of their options. They weren't being told the truth. And so I've seen this for years prior to 2020, and I was leading up to 2020, really just on my heart and mind going, I know there's something better that needs to be happening for people. I just didn't know what to do about it. I was still working in the corporate world at that point. And I'm a big spiritual person, and God has just kind of laid on my heart, you know what, you need to step out and do something, you know, to help people. Because people would call me all the time to go, Priscilla, I'm in this healthcare situation. Here's what I need help with. Or what do I do? How do I deal with this with my doctor? Or how do I deal with insurance? Or all these different questions, things would pop up. And I'll go, okay, try these three things. If they don't work, call me back. I've just always been that way. Like, let's just figure it out. There's always a solution. I always think there's a solution. And so in March of 2020, of course, we started learning all about this, you know, coronavirus and the fear and all of this. At that point, we did not know about the hospital protocols. We didn't know about the shot mandates. We didn't know about any of that stuff, the lockdowns, the isolations. It was really just ramping up at that point. In March of 2020. Well, we launched in March of 2020. It was just me doing this the side of my corporate job, just wanting to help people. So I was just doing it on my side, just thinking, okay, yeah, I'll help people. I can help navigate the system, all of those things. And then I realized as the spring caught on and the summer, we started seeing the isolation cases, people in the hospital, not with their family members. Their family member died without them by their bedside. I mean, it just hit me as a nurse going, what is going on? Why would we allow this as nurses to even happen? And it tore my heart up as a nurse, because we've got the moral and ethic duty to advocate for our patient and families. And it wasn't happening. And it tore me up. And so kept fighting, kept figuring out how do I even run a business? I've never ran a business before. And we roll around to February of 2021. And I was so busy. I could no longer even work my corporate job and do that on the side. I've got four kiddos and a husband and a dog, and I just couldn't do it. And my heart was fully in it. I had a gentleman out of a Texas area. He called me. I helped him. Because during Christmas of 2020, his wife had gone into the hospital in cardiac arrest, super sick. He had called in that February and said, look, he goes, I haven't seen my wife for 6 weeks. They won't let me in. This is what's going on. They call me. The hospital calls me every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And they say, can we just take her off the ventilator? We just need to let her go. There's nothing else we can do. And all he didn't understand. He was in his 80s. He didn't understand what was happening. So I said, well, this is confusing. I said, well, let's just call the hospital together. I said, because you need to go in and see your wife. You don't even really know how she's doing. So we, that day, that same day, we had a phone call. We talked to the hospital doctor and we got him in. That same day, he went in to see his wife. And he called me that following day. He said, "Priscilla, she's not good. And it doesn't look like they took good care of her. She had wounds on her ears, her whole back had wounds because they hadn't been turning her appropriately." Like issue after it, it was, she was in a really bad state. And I said, "Okay, well, what do you want to do?" He goes, "I want her off that vent. I don't think she needs to be on it. I think she's going to live." I said, "Well, I don't know if she's going to live." I said, "But here's what I know based off of all the information we now know of her situation. You can be with her there at the bedside. We can work with the doctors. If she is really end of life, if you want to bring her home with hospice, you can be with her." He just wanted to be with his wife. She was at a very, she had 6 weeks of horrible care. And of course it was a COVID-19 diagnosis, right? And they were getting all sorts of money and paybacks and all sorts of crazy things that we now know. And he eventually took her home and had her on hospice. She was able to pass away with him. And he called me about a week later. It was close to that freeze. Remember the freeze in Texas? Everything got, so he called the week before that had happened and said, "You know, she passed away." She goes, "But I want to tell you, you're my angel. And I wouldn't have been able to see my wife if you wouldn't have helped me." He goes, "Nobody was helping me." And he goes, "You helped me that same day." And I got off the phone and I cried thinking, "Oh my gosh, I've got to do this. I think there's more people I could help." That gentleman, he was torn apart. And it really broke me down. And I was frustrated. And so I left my corporate job and I started getting busier and I started finding other like-minded people like me to be a part of this. So Grave Care right now, we have over 20 different advocates, all sorts of different backgrounds. So we've got advocates that help with neonatal issues, pediatrics, adults, insurance questions. We have advocates that understand commercial insurance, Medicare, grievances, appeals, and denials. When insurances are denying you and you're in that appeal process, people get frustrated. They don't understand what to do. Nobody's picking up the phone and answering them. We've got advocates that understand the COVID protocol, how to help people get out of the hospital. We understand how to help fly people out of the hospital to find them a better hospital for better protocols. So we've just kept digging to find solutions for people because that's what they need. People want real transparency. They want real healthcare. They want to stop being lied to. So that's what Grave Care offers. We just offer a whole sort of different concept of this, and we're advocates. I just happen to know a lot in my healthcare experience as an intensive care nurse, as a pediatric nurse. I've worked in the corporate system in leadership roles throughout the healthcare system. I understand what's happening behind the curtain. And I think the people need to understand what is really happening and what all their options are. So that's what, I mean, it's crazy what we're happening. So we say healthcare sucks, get an advocate, because the doctors probably aren't telling me everything. And I'll tell you, I tell doctors, "Hey doctor, can you write this order?" They don't even sometimes think. And they're like, "Oh, that's a good idea. I've never written that order before." And I'm thinking, "Oh dear Lord, have mercy on my soul." Like, get it together, doctors. You get paid at a whole different scale than I do. We're pressing on it because people all across the country come to Grave Care. We've served somebody up to 48 states now.
Wow.
48 states. Wow. And we have an international advocate. We've got clients in Canada, Australia, Greece, and Spain. I mean, we've got, I didn't think this was going to be international, but people over the pond, they're still dealing with healthcare issues the same way we are here in the United States. Now, it is a different system that we're dealing with there. It's true, but there are so many similarities. People don't get communicated with well. People aren't being given all of their options. They get discharged from the hospital. They're being discharged with things that are dangerous that they shouldn't have been discharged on. And when they go see their doctor in the office, they're most likely being promoted to go get another booster. We have people coming to us that have gone to get 3-4 boosters, and they're now going, oh, I'm really sick, but my doctor can't help me. He doesn't know what to do with me. And I'm like, well, do you think it could be the booster or any of the experimental vaccinations you've gotten? Because it's not even really a vaccine. And they're like, no. I'm like, yes. So they're angry. Some of them are so angry at their doctor that they've seen for 20, 30 years. They're done. They're divorcing their doctor. They're done. And so guess what? We have to go find them a medical doctor that actually they can trust again, that they can get good care. So does that kind of make sense a little bit? I mean, it's exploded. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're coming up on 3 years. And I got to tell you, I didn't know any of this was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The past couple of years have been crazy with all the stuff that's coming out, all the mandates that happen, all the pushing the vaccine and the boosters. Now they're up to what, like 7, I think, or something. And you're like, it really is ridiculous. And I love science growing up. And when this COVID shot came out, I was like, that it doesn't even have the live virus in it on. And that's the definition of a vaccine. I remember that from middle school science, like in biology. And so I remember learning that back then. And I'm like, wow, this is really ridiculous. But like I said, people listen to their doctors because they think they know and they think they're trying to help them. And a lot of these doctors and nurses and people, they didn't know. But have you seen a big push away, like you said, with the healthcare advocacy? Have you seen a big push towards healthcare advocacy from, you know, the big pharma groups because people are losing trust in them?
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, that's what most people call for. They go, I'm done. I don't want this medication anymore. I think it's giving me adverse side effects. I've been on this forever. I've been dealing with this. My doctor is not telling me. And we'll go through it with them. We'll say, okay, here's what we think, because we can provide recommendations to them. And we let them know, here's some things based off what you just told us, what we need to go find for you and what we need to go fix for you. Because these doctors, most doctors are trained to write prescriptions and to write a diagnostics. They're not what we call curing anybody, C-U-R-E. That all they're doing is continuing to make people stay in the system, addicted to coming back to the hospital or addicted to coming back to them. When is the last time you ran into a person and they said, my doctor took me off of all of my medications? I don't hear that from these people. But when they come to Great Care, we provide them options of how they can do that. So what's really cool is, and you're familiar with Dr. Brian Artis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Brian Artis, he does what we call the AAA through Great Care. People want his advice. So when they come to Great Care, they'll say, I saw Dr. Artis. I want him to weigh in on my fibromyalgia, or I want him to weigh in on my thyroid issue. I want to know exactly what he thinks. So we're dealing with things way outside of even COVID. Like, we're dealing with regular things, and they just want his advice. So the advocate will work with the client, go through a very detailed, comprehensive form, what Dr. Artis wants to know about them. Dr. Artis will review that, and now he is sending something personal back to them that is educating them literally as to what all of their questions they had. And he's teaching and educating on why he's saying what he's saying. And we're getting people coming back with fungal infections on their foot that are gone, that they've been dealing with for 20 years. Mm-hmm. People that have been on rescue inhalers, nebulizers, medications, that haven't been able to go do a walk outside miles like they used to. And now they're doing it. They're off their medications, no more inhaler, because they stuck to a game plan that he recommended, that they're like, well, I might as well try it. I've been trying all these other things. What? You know, so it's important for people to know options. And that's what we want to provide at Great Care. And Dr. Artis has a really great, unique background as a retired chiropractor. He's not a medical doctor. The advocates are not medical doctors. So we're not providing medical advice. We're not writing prescriptions, and we're not diagnosing. We're providing just options that people need to be aware of so they can be informed to make a decision for themselves. That's the key. Is we need to go back to the root of where we are at as humans. Instead of being told what to do, we need to question. We need to say, you know what, doctor? That medication has all of these adverse reactions, and I'm a little concerned about that. Doctors need to be questioned, and people generally don't do that. They generally just go to the doctor. They go, oh, thank you, doctor. And I'm like, no. You need to ask this and this. And if you're there, I want them to write a prescription for this and this. Yeah. I am okay with using traditional healthcare. I'm okay with using alternative holistic as well. But that's why we need to know all of our options. That's exactly why great care exists, because we believe that if we put all the options on the table for you, that you then can make the best decision for what you want. So if you want to go get the mRNA, God bless America, go get it. But there are consequences. You can't suck it out of you, right? Yeah. So we want people to be informed and to start asking intelligent questions to get intelligent answers.
Yep. Question everything. Because even if some things are true, you're never going to know whether they're true or not if you don't question them. And then if somebody comes to you and tells you a lie, if you just blindly believe it, as a lot of us been taught in the medical establishment, you always trust your doctor. Your doctor always knows what's best. And you're like, you know what? Doctors are fallible human beings too. And all of us can make mistakes. We're all fallible. We're all sinful. It's like all of us can make mistakes. So that's why we have to question everything, like you said. But I did want to ask, have you been seeing parents, specifically on the transgender and children issue? I wanted to ask you, have you been seeing parents come to you guys through your advocacy program specifically with that? Or is that some like trying to get their children out of the pediatric unit that they're in, or their doctor, if their doctor's trying to like do the transgender surgery or something, maybe they're behind the parent's back or something. I know they're pushing that in schools now. Are you seeing parents coming to you guys and saying, hey, where can I take my child to a doctor who's not going to give them these drugs and all that I don't know about, and then, you know, turn them into from a girl into a boy?
Right. We have not had anybody call for that. But the one thing we have seen is when the mandates came out and for when they started to push out the RNA for children, what was happening with parents or let's say guardians. So let's say a mom and dad, they're maybe in the midst of a divorce, something very, you know, tragic. The family's kind of falling apart because of all the financial stressors and whatever. Well, there has been a divide in the family with, well, you better make sure my child gets that, because if you don't, they're going to die. Well, what's happening when they go to the court system, you get social workers involved, you get the court system involved. Who are they most likely going to follow?
Big pharma.
The CDC and the FDA and big pharma, right? So what's happened is we've had some real divide, and one parent going, no, I don't want this for my kid. The other parent's like, you know what? If you don't get it, guess what? I'm taking you to court. And it gets ugly.
Wow.
It gets ugly real quick. Because they're, and then the poor child is like, my parents are divorcing. I'm going to be given something that's like experimental. What is happening? Yeah. And then of course, if the kid gets sick post the vaccine and the parent is in denial that the vaccine even made them sick, the kid keeps getting sicker. Then they stay on the pediatric schedule and keep lining up for more great things to be injected into their body that could potentially have some really harmful consequences, that there's some of these situations that are really hard to get out of. Now, we do know that there are solutions that people can use to mitigate some of those issues. You know, there's some people that are using detox, hyperbaric. There's some great options for people to look at. But I don't know anything that's a cure. It's going to take some work to get better from some of these things that are being put into people's bodies. So like Dr. Artis talks about, look, if you break a bone, it's going to take a good 12 weeks for that healing to really occur. If you put something in your body that's been hurting your organs, or let's say your skin is inflamed, your skin is one of the biggest organs in your body. It's protecting you, right? But we have people that are inflamed in their skin, having all these skin rashes and burning all over their skin. post-injection. It's the autoimmune response. And people go, oh, I must be getting a good response to the injection. I'm like, I don't think that's a good response. Like, your body's inflamed. You've been to 7 dermatologists and they can't help you. Hence, you need to address the root cause of the issue. We've got to start talking about the root cause, which is at the cellular level. You just changed your God-given DNA with something that's called RNA. Why would you change your God-given DNA? I don't know. It makes zero sense to me. And then you have physicians that will laugh at you and go, vitamin C? Vitamin C is not going to do anything. Vitamin C is not going to help you. Literally telling patients this. They literally laugh at vitamin C. Not joking.
That's ridiculous.
It's
simple.
It's so basic.
I know. Yeah. Have you guys been seeing a lot of people come to GraithCare because of adverse reactions from the vaccine? Is that where, okay. Is that where a lot of people have been coming from? Cause they having all these adverse reactions and the doctors and stuff they've been going to can't help them. And they're like, I don't know why I'm so sick. I've gotten like the 4th booster, but I'm getting sicker and sicker.
Yeah, exactly. And right now, a lot of people are getting texts from their physicians or calls from the offices like, hey, it's time for you to come in and get your flu shot. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, you can get your booster at the same time. And I'm like, oh, no. I was like, hold up. I want to make sure you have the information. So they are coming. Now, they're not coming in the volume that I think they should be coming in, because I think some of these people are in pure denial.
Yes.
They're starting to wake up, and it's almost like they've had blinders on that are slowly starting to wake, but they don't feel good. They're tired. They're weak. They feel like they've lost all trust. There's no hope left.
Yeah.
And look, we are not going to shame people for going to get something that they've been lied to about. We need to help these people who are sick, that aren't getting good care. And there are people out there that do care and that are making really great progress on some of these issues people are experiencing. I know our clients, we help find those things, connect the dots for them and say, hey, you know what? This is a really good option. And they're like, whoa, that's great. I've never heard of that before. So I want people to have hope. This is very tragic what's happening. But if you lose hope and the will to live, look, it's not going to, you've got to have the will to live. You've got to have the will to say, you know what? I did something that wasn't quite right for my body, but don't shame yourself. Don't go into guilt. Mm-hmm. Get it together. We've got work to do.
True. Yep. We got to have hope. And like you said, not shame the people that have gotten the vaccine because they were lied to. They were told by their doctor or physician, oh, it's okay to take it. They were told by the government, it's okay to take it. They lied to you. It's okay. You got it. But you know what? Let's find the things that work and help your body get rid of some of it. Could you explain maybe a couple of the, I know you mentioned the detox methods that you all use and also hyperbaric. I think, could you explain a little bit of what those are methods?
Well, we go back to at the cellular level, right? Oxygen is good. So when we think about the ABCs of healthcare, how I was trained, airway, right? Being able to good oxygenation is good. B is bleeding and circulation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we can oxygenate at the cellular level, right? Promoting prooxidants, which vitamin C is a prooxidant. Mm-hmm. So when I go get IV infusions of ascorbic acid, that's vitamin C, I go get boosts of it. So that's something that you can help promote your body with. So you can do vitamin C in an oral supplement. Make sure the oral supplement is a brand that's actually going to absorb in your body. So there's a lot of like Walmart brands, CVS brands. I don't particularly trust those because you've got a lot of nursing home patients that are taking these brand name products. And they poop out the vitamins, literally on the other end, they're pooping them out. They don't absorb in their body. So what's the point of taking it if it's not going to absorb, right? So brand name is important. I would look at things that look at in terms of the synthetics and the fillers that are in these products. You want it to be as natural as possible from how they pick it to putting it into seed form, right? Because the absorption rate is going to be higher. You want it to absorb and get into your system. So, and a lot of people are taking vitamin C, but they really probably need to maybe look at boosting their vitamin C amount because what your body doesn't need of vitamin C, it's water soluble. Your body's going to get rid of what your body doesn't need of it. So you're going to pee it out or poop it out. That's just how the body works. Okay. So people can definitely, when you're sick, you need to boost yourself up with more. You should be on a maintenance dose. You know, it's like going to put gas in your car. You need gas in your car, right? You might need a really good tune-up with an oil change every once in a while. You might need to boost yourself up with IV because if it's going in IV, it's intravenous. It's going to get into your system a little bit better than what oral is. Because think about it. If you're swallowing something and you're putting it in your gut, people's gut health is horrible. We're not eating good. People are typically very constipated. They're not digesting and breaking down what they need to when they're eating foods. And our foods have horrible nutrition in them. They lack the minerals and nutrients that we really do need. That's why we have to supplement with things like vitamin C, D3, and zinc. Those are basic things that I think everybody should do. Now, this is my, I can share what I'm doing, right? Everybody has to go figure out what their game plan is, but they're scared and worried. I say, get an advocate, call Great Care. We'll get you an advocate. We can go through the game plan. You just don't want to live in fear. And one of the number one things that people call after they get an advocate, they go, I wish I would have known about you guys sooner, right? Because people typically don't go purchase something like Great Care and getting an advocate until they're in crisis. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you, if you talk to the people that came to us in crisis, they will tell you, I wish I would have done it sooner. Okay. Where we have had to fly people out of the hospital to another hospital that's more costly, more timely, and not everybody did survive. There are people that have died that we could not get out of somebody's horrible situation. Horrible. So what I'm telling people is be proactive, even in terms of what you're doing for your daily routine. So that's a good thing for you to, for listeners. That's what I do for me. Another thing I do for myself is hydration. Water. Okay. I'm not talking tea or coffee or Starbucks or like I'm talking water. Okay. People get on an alkaline. They go, oh, alkaline water. Look, just get to the basics of life. Do you have enough water intake daily? A good daily, what I look for me is about half your body weight in ounces. So, you know, I take my weight. So let's say I weigh 100 pounds, which I don't. I weigh more than that because I've had 4 kids. But 100 pounds, you divide that in 2. That's 50 ounces a day that I should be taking daily. That is the good hydration level. Now, some people have to be on what we call water restrictions because they have heart disease or something like that. There are some changes that you need to make sure. You know, if you're working with your physician or if you're really not too for sure, we need to make sure you're on a good game plan. But for the regular person that doesn't have a lot of health issues, that should be a good daily goal that people can do. Basics. Talk about like a tool belt, right? If you're going to build a house, you need a hammer, right? You need some nails. If you're building your immune system, you need some good supplements. You need good hydration. And then there's some other good things that people can go do. They can look at options of hyperbaric. That's something that people would go into a hyperbaric machine. Their body is in there and they're going to be getting good oxygenation to the body. This is something typically if somebody had a big wound on them and they need to go get that wound maybe improved with oxygenation, they would put them in a hyperbaric chamber. Okay. Oh. That would provide more oxygen to the cells. Well, people are looking at this option for other injuries that they've had. Okay. Even brain injuries, people are looking at this. So I call and talk to physicians that are doing these things. And I'm like, hey, want to know what you're doing? Because I want to make sure our people at Great Care know about these options. Options are important to me. So I continue to make calls every single day. And I want to know who's got the best options. I want everybody at Grave Care to know and our team of advocates to know these are where I would go for my family. And I'll be glad to tell anybody. We've even got people that are like, well, I take my supplements, but how do I know that those supplements are really the right supplements for me? Mm-hmm. What about my deficiencies? So mm-hmm. I did it myself. I went and did what's called a cheek swab. I'm checking my DNA. I sent it in. I got it evaluated from a great office that we know of. And they checked our DNA. They did all six of us in our family. And we learned things about our DNA that I need to improve. Okay. And if I don't improve those things, the likelihood of me running into an advanced disease issue is much greater. So I'm trying to be proactive. I want to stay ahead of it. I don't want to wait for a crisis. That sounds like a really stupid idea. So I want to protect my kiddos, okay? And I don't want them to be sick. I don't want them to have to be on medication. And I don't want them to have experimental vaccinations forced upon them. So I'm going to do everything as a mama bear to say no, no, no. And I'm going to make sure that we've got a good game plan so I can ward off those things. Is life perfect? No. Are things going to pop up? Yes. And that's why you need to have an advocate to call and say, hey, I'm going in for a procedure. The doctor said, we have calls like this. The doctor said, I'm probably going to need some blood, but I'm really afraid of getting any blood because what if that blood maybe have vaccinated blood and it's not pure blood? We're getting these calls. And you know what I tell them? Great. You know what? I have an option for you. Do you want to be a part of that? And they go, what? Yeah. This is what we need to do for people. So we're all hands on deck. We don't know all the answers. I just know enough to go figure out and find the answers for people.
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Yeah. Everybody needs a little bit of a helping hand from people that know that stuff. Cause I mean, a lot of us aren't in medicine. And so for ones like you guys at Grave Care, you guys know, and you guys can help point people in the right direction. Do you guys see an upward trend kind of in the people that are coming to you? Has it been really growing a lot?
Yes, absolutely. I was looking at some of my reports and you know, it's amazing from what was last year to this year. So in terms of just this month, in the first 14 days, we've had 60 memberships. So that's either new people coming to Grave Care going, I need help. How do you help me? Or that's our members coming back saying, I need to add some more time on because they're purchasing time with Grave Care. So they purchase 1 hour, 2 hour, 4 hours or 8 hours of advocacy time. If they want to get Dr. Artis to weigh in, that's an extra option that they can do, okay, as well. We actually have another really great option that we're going to be launching in a couple weeks. I can't say it now, but the promo is amazing. Awesome. It's a phenomenal. And Dr. Artis is excited about it too. Like we are just all coming together, which is amazing. But we had 60 memberships in 14 days in November. If I look back from last year, I was like, whoa, we are like way over that. In 2022, we have had almost 1,200 memberships.
Wow.
There is no comparison. I think in 2020, I had like maybe six total people. I was just figuring out how to help people and then figure out how do I do this? And then figure out how do I pay my advocates? How do I pay my overhead? So when people are like, oh, she's making money. I'm like, you know what? You guys can come check out my bank accounts because I have no bank loan for this business. Zero. Wow. And I refuse to do that because all the goal here, me as a nurse and a mom of four, I just want to help people. I want to take care of my team. And I'll tell you this, my advocates are the best advocates I have ever met. I'm watching them. We've got a private chat that we're on. And if any of them are having issues with the hospital or with another case, they are on it. They're communicating with each other. And like, you know what? This gentleman in Georgia is getting crappy care. We've got to do X, Y, Z. What do we have on deck? And the team is just flying with different things saying, try this, do this. They should have done this, demand this. This is what we need to be doing for people is to be advocating and putting all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the answers. That's why we have a hell of a team in order to go find the answers for people, right? And that's who we, that's what you want, you know, when you are struggling in a healthcare crisis situation. So having, you know, that many memberships, and I'm looking at the growth, we're looking at projections that are just unbelievable. But the one thing that I go back to is these advocates that are a part of Grave Care. They are just phenomenal. And I know some of the things that are going on in their own lives. They have walked away from the healthcare system in many circumstances or have to do several different jobs because the majority of them are nurse backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have physical therapy, occupational therapy backgrounds because therapy is just as important in the healthcare world. We've got insurance backgrounds. We've got naturopathy backgrounds, the holistic end of the stick, and nutrition, right? Nutrition. It's a holistic nutrition. This is important for people to understand. Now, I'm not talking like dietitian and nutritionist from the hospital. Okay. I love you. I work with them, but they don't know nutrition. They give people, they go get Ensure. Look at Ensure and see how much sugar is in it. It's not healthy for these people. It's not. And so we've got to get down to the root cause of what's going on. But these advocates, now I'm being told this week, a couple of my advocates in their jobs, they're going to be kicked out of their job because they are refusing to get the flu shot because they got religious exemptions from last year. But these corporations in healthcare are refusing to even allow a flu vaccine religious exemptions. And they're pressing on it. They know how to stand up for themselves, but they're willing to walk. And so I am looking to make sure, hey, we've got great care. I need to make sure my advocates have work. They want to fight for people. And we've got to have an alternative solution. But I'm worried about some of my advocates because they do supplement with other work. They don't have full time with great care. I'm a baby business getting bigger, right? Yeah. But I'm worried about them because I want them to make sure they can feed their family and they can put food on their table. That's important to me as a business owner. And I love my team. I love our clients, their family. And we're just going to keep pressing on this. But sorry to get a little bit like intense with that. But it is like, it's my heart. I want to take care of people. This is how I was raised.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is, it's all about helping people. Like I said, God commands us to love each other. And that includes in the medicinal area. So if anybody wants to find Grave Care, where can they go and what do they need to do to get in contact with you guys?
Yeah. So there's a QR code here they can scan and get, they can go to the Grave Care website, www.gravecare, that's GRAITHCARE.com. And if they want an advocate, they can click enroll. If they don't need an advocate, but they're like, whoa, I think people need this, but I've got money. Guess what? You can hit the donate now. There's a separate 501c3 that we are literally, because people are coming to us that are in financial hardships because they lost their job. They have no work. They are struggling. They have no extra income to hire an advocate, but they want an advocate. Well, guess what? You can get your tax donations by the end of the year. Click donate and help us. Help us, help me figure out how do we go help the masses. I don't have a whole bunch of money. Okay. I built this out of my home. I know what to do, but I'm not afraid to ask because if we don't ask, we can't receive. And so I say, bring it on, America, bring it on, patriots, because we do need donations. I've got people literally, I think the last amount that I looked at, we just have about 1500 in donations. All of that 1500 that came in, they're from clients that we have helped. So if you talk about people that we've helped that are giving back and paying it forward, this is where to do it. So stop giving your money to a bunch of woke nonprofits out there that are stealing your money, that you don't know where the research funds have gone. And they kept telling you that they were going to cure cancer and they haven't. And they're just taking your money. Stop giving it to those people. Donate to Grave Care. I just say, bring it on because I'm going to help people go figure it out. And we actually partner with people. And guess what? We actually sit there and figure out a game plan and we pray with our people if that's what they need.
Well, Yeah. Yeah. Well, I certainly hope you guys grow like 1,000% from here, because certainly a lot of people in this country, and particularly this country with the vaccines and stuff, need it. But I've had so much fun having you on today, Priscilla. It's been such a just great information. And I'll probably go myself there, because I know I've got some stuff that some health issues that I've been wanting to get. Look, so I'm sure I will probably go to you guys as well. So I've loved having you on today. It's been great.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's amazing to meet people like you that are just willing to get the word out. And I'm excited just because you're the youth. It's so good. And it excites me that you would even want to have me on your show. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you for watching the Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.